David Jepson, seismologist at Geoscience Australia. Good morning.
Morning, Matthew.
How big was it?
Yeah, we estimate it to be magnitude 3.3 on the Richter scale.
Right, so now, just a tremor?
No, we call these earthquakes. I mean, tremor and earthquake are synonymous at those smaller levels. Some people call it tremor, call it earthquake, but they are earthquake.
Okay, so it's an earthquake, 3.3.
Yes.
How does that fit into the scheme of, say, the Newcastle earthquake?
Well, let's compare it to the one that the Marion, which I've mentioned, which is the 5.4, which was of equivalent size to the Newcastle one anyway. We're talking about, that was about 100th less energy released in the 3.3 than the 5.4 back in 1954.
Right. And where was the centre of this quake this morning at 2:22 a.m.?
Yeah. We've estimated it to be around the Upper Sturt region, around about 10 kilometres southeast of the city.
Right. And David, the fact that we've had a tremor, does that mean we are more or less likely to get another earthquake?
Now, all I can say in regards to that is South Australia has lots of earthquakes, and most of those earthquakes are in the northern parts of the state, up through the Flinders Ranges, Peterborough up through there. We do get the odd earthquakes around Adelaide and stuff like that. These earthquakes will continue to occur, but they're not that frequent. We did have the magnitude 3.8 Mount Barker event last year, which was felt quite widely right across Adelaide as well. But these earthquakes will occur as what's happening is the Australian plate has been compressed, and those compressive forces build up, and once they reach a certain point, they break, the rocks break. So as those forces build up again, you'll get the same occurrence of that break.
But if you've had an earthquake because the rocks are broken, does that mean that the pressure has been released?
Yeah,
so you're less likely to get a really big one because you've had some small ones?
I think in this area, having some like this, it does release the stress. It's best to have lots of small ones than have one big one.
Right, okay.